Cloudcast Media.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Podcast with the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley. Proudly presented by Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans.
Good day out there, veterans and families, and welcome to Season 2 of Your Next Mission Podcast, a program initiative of the American Freedom Foundation. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and your host for today's show. And we have a great show. I should probably say we have an unbelievable show here today. Like everything else, before we get started, if you're watching us on YouTube, please like us on the subscribe button. And this is unbelievable. For the next 20 subscribers, we have a special gift. We have a Your Next Mission t-shirt. I don't even have one of those. So please give me a comment so we can get in touch with you. You just can't say like and not give me a comment. We need to get in touch with you so we can give you that t-shirt. We're going to focus on education, especially how it relates to transition from the military to civilian life. But now, before we get started, I want to thank our presenting sponsors: Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans for making Your Next Mission happen. They love our veterans and families, and I always say it, we love them too. That's for doggone sure. As I mentioned, today's theme is about education, and I'm so excited to introduce Tom Gills, Academic Relations Manager at Purdue Global University. He is a retired Sergeant Major, finished up his career as the Army G1 Sergeant Major. He is also an author of The Enlisted Soldier's Guide. And one other thing I got to say, he's a good friend of mine. Welcome, Sergeant Major. So good to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks, SMA. Always a pleasure to get to talk to you.
Cool. Well, it's I was telling somebody a few minutes ago, I said, I can call you Sergeant Major Tom, and I've called you Tom for years. So if I go back and forth, don't turn off the net. Just stay with me, okay?
Better than what my wife calls me sometimes. So we're right on track.
There you go. Hey, I know the audience is really eager to hear about all that's going on at Purdue University Global. But before that, can you tell the audience about you, about Tom Gills, about Sergeant Major Gills, everything you need to know about you?
Okay. Well, so I was blessed to serve for 30 years in the Army. Did a lot of time. I'm sorry?
I said quitter. I stayed 36. Quitter. Go ahead.
I know I got to make coffee when I'm around you. I only did 30. I thought at 30 they couldn't call you a quitter. But anyway, I did retire as the Army G1 Sergeant Major. And for those who don't know what that is, that's the HR senior advisor to the G1 or the HR of the Army and to the Sergeant Major of the Army, whoever's currently serving. And the portfolio covers everything from in HR, from promotions, assignments, awards, NCOERs, and of course, education. And I was blessed to get to do that for 4 years. You don't get anywhere in life without family, in my personal belief. SMA, you say it all the time, it's about God, it's about family. And my family is just fantastic. I want to take a second to brag on them. I met my wife in 1984. I won the trifecta, picked the right girl right out of the gate, or she picked and put up with the right guy. I've got a Gold Award Girl Scout daughter. I got a Eagle Scout son. Both went off to college. Both met beautiful spouses we adore. My daughter's given us the perfect 5-year-old beautiful granddaughter. And none of them are living in my basement, circling my refrigerator every 2 hours. So that's I think I won the trifecta, and I couldn't be prouder of my little family.
Well, you're really right. Family is so important, and getting your family together. And you certainly married up. I know that for sure. So you've been blessed, and you have a wonderful family. And I know you did a lot of stuff with them. Just before we get started, I thank you for your friendship and what you always do to help our veterans and families. So, Reggie, can you tell us why is education so important to the service member when it comes to transitioning?
Oh, goodness. Well, there's so many reasons, but, you know, the Sergeant Major of the Afghan Army is a friend of mine and of yours. And he, one time I heard him tell a colonel that education is the mother of leadership. And we were fighting to get a school and resources for it over there. And that is so true. It not only does it make you smarter, it really does. It connects the neurons in your brain in new ways, makes you think a little different. But it's so important in transition so you can show the employer the credentials that they need to hire you. I think a lot of employers want to hire a veteran. But, you know, the first two or three interviews these days, the person interviewing you can be a computer. And if you don't get through and have that little block checked or a yes, you know, dial-in button ticked, you never get to the actual human being to talk to them. And I think that it's a real shame when education is provided for free for service members that they pass that benefit up. And of course, if you stay in the military, the expectation is that you're going to be a lifelong learner and continue to progress with education as you move up. So in that regard, it's like pizza. It's good, hot, good, cold. It's just good. And then on the other hand, I think it's so important that you know, the military takes care of service members very well. When you look at the housing, the basic allowance for subsistence for food, the medical benefits, the tax break, which that's a big part when you transition. You don't know just how much you've avoided. But the Army really takes care of you. And when you leave the military, you've got to make up that gap in pay. So seeing what your pay stub says in the military and what you're going to have to earn when you get out there, it's a significant difference. And having that credential, that certification, whether it's a vocational certificate, if you're going to go into, you know, non-academic work, or a college degree or a post-grad certificate, I think it is absolutely critical. And I'd like to also say, $4,000 a year tuition assistance, which is for the Army, at least what they provide a year outside of the GI Bill, over a 20-year career is $80,000. Yeah. Then you add the GI Bill to that SMA. I would say, you know, unless God forbid you have a medical tragedy in your family, it is the most largest monetary benefit you could get. So,
well, you know, I think what it does, it really, I always tell people, it completes the circle. You know, you spent your time in the military, you complete that circle. And when you talk about education, it just opens more doors. You know, you can probably correct me if I'm wrong. I used to say if you got an associate's degree, it could be $1,000 more. If you got a bachelor's degree, it could be a couple thousand. You know, a doctorate, a master's, you know, I mean, a master's and then a doctorate. I mean, that's 4 or 5, 10. I mean, you know, no telling what it is. But in life, education, the key to success, there is no question about that. The more education you have, the more opportunities, I think, that you have.
Yeah, I think a great military term is freedom of movement.
Yeah.
And the more education you have, the more freedom of movement and choices where you can leave the military and do what you want to do and not just work to live. Or live to work.
Yeah. You know, so I always tell people, God bless me, because, you know, I feel pretty comfortable in my life right now. And especially working with the people I get the opportunity to work with each and every day. Hey, to follow up, what is Purdue Global doing specifically that is helping our service members with their education? I mean, they're doing a lot of stuff, but what are they specifically doing to make sure their education is better, I guess?
Okay, well, of course, I'm just a little bit biased about this.
I'm sure that you are.
I'm a little bit biased. I put a lot of love and sweat equity into this effort. But I think the big couple of things that we do, one, all military-friendly schools or most take the American Council on Education, the ACE credits recommended by the American Council, and transfer them towards college credit. So at Purdue, we actually have gone out and gotten lesson plans from the Centers of Excellence, taken those lesson plans, laid them line by line against a best fit degree. It's the War College model, in essence, that our officers have done for years. And when you do that, you can tease out often a lot more credit. Additionally, what I think we've done super special, back around 2017, 2018, the Training Doctrine Command Sergeant Major at the time, you know him, Dave Davenport, he challenged all the military-friendly schools to create a degree where any soldier could get an associate's in their first term of enlistment. And he said, it's great working on masters of the Sergeant Major Academy, but that's, you know, 1% of the Army. Let's look at the wide end of the funnel and create success at the, you know, at the start. Early success breeds more success. So Purdue was the only one, Purdue Global, we took that on. And we created a degree specifically for the Army, and we've now expanded it across the other services, in a small group management, an associates in small group management. This focuses on critical thinking, goal setting, risk management, conflict negotiation. And then we took it out to industry. And they said, hey, this is exactly what we'd like for our floor managers, shift leaders to have capability in. And so it works within the military and without, and it's stackable. But what's great is the way we designed it. A buck sergeant, an E5, with that level of military schooling, can take as few as 5 of 18 classes associates is done. And this alludes to something I remember you saying probably 4 or 5 years ago, SMA, that to tell a platoon sergeant that they need to take principles of management's an insult. They could probably teach the darn thing. You know, they've been managing people, money, time, equipment, and risk, dollars for years. So this kind of scratches at that itch. Then we stacked it into a Bachelor of Science in Professional Studies, and we've now opened a new bachelor's that it stacks into in organizational management. And so that's been really, really popular within the military community. It's really taken off. And then finally, we give a preferred military audit to any service member anytime, where they just click request info, put in their contact information. It takes literally less than 2 minutes. One of our advisors contacts them, tells them how to upload their joint service transcript, any of unofficial transcripts from other colleges they may have picked up. And with that, we'll lay out a degree plan, very simple, 1 or 2 pages that shows, hey, if you choose Purdue, here are the classes you need to take, here are the classes you get credit for, and then they can make an informed decision. I don't know about you, SMA, but as I came up through the Army and going to different schools, they say, well, you need to enroll first, or take 2 classes first, or pay some administrative fee out of pocket. We want you to have skin in the game. And I thought, you know, you wouldn't buy a car that way. you just wouldn't. So I'm really proud of all the things that we're doing that I think kind of go above and beyond in effort and resources to make a real difference, so that you're not wasting a service member's time taking classes that they've already proven a mastery in during their professional military education.
Yeah, you, Tom, just a couple of follow-on questions. One is, I'm an old tanker, you know that. You know, I'm not an HR guy, I'm a tanker, I ride on tanks. So one is, so tell me, if I wanted to get my associate's degree, how many college credit hours would I get? Maybe just an idea, how many would I get for just being, you know, going through basic AIT and maybe being in the field for 6 or 7 years? And then the second question is, what if I don't want to go to college? Is there something there you can help me as far as certification?
So on the first question, and that's exactly what that small group management got after. And then I'd say also, let's say you were a tanker, so you were 19 Delta. 19 kilo.
I was echoing kilo. Yeah.
Kilo. So we went to the maneuver center, took all those lesson plans, and we built an associates in criminal justice and a bachelor's in criminal justice and mapped it that way. So a tanker, staff sergeant, advanced leader course graduate, what you just said, around 6-7 years in, would be looking at 8 of 18 classes for an associates in criminal justice. And my info could be dated, but I'm very close. I'm within 1 or 2 either way.
Yeah.
So you're not talking 10 credits. You're talking 10 classes of credit.
Yeah.
That's the power of that detailed articulation.
Yeah.
Then the second one is, in terms of certifications, the Army has now moved to Army Ignited. And we'll talk about a little bit.
Yeah, about just that. A few minutes. Okay.
Yeah, in just a few minutes, and I can cover that. We have post-grad certifications, et cetera, but that's the other point. I don't care where a service member goes to school. If they come to Purdue and get the audit, I'd like them to go look at two or three other schools and make sure Purdue is the best fit, because service members are our best marketing and advertising. And you know, like I do, SMA, if you treat them wrong or they're not happy, back in air day, we'd run through the barracks and talk about it. Today, they'll put you on Facebook. So it's really important that a service member coming to us gets to see right where they stand. They can look around at other locations and pick the best fit for them. They work really hard for that TA, tuition assistance, and for that GI Bill. That is not a gift, in my view. It is earned, and they need to get the most for it.
So I know this is probably questions we can maybe ask later, but let me say you're my supervisor and you're going to counsel me. How would you tell me what's the best way to get started in some kind of education? You just said it a minute ago, look at two or three different colleges. But yes. When I'm looking at those two or three colleges, what am I looking for? I'm looking for how to save money. What has the best impact? And really, I think as you're talking, I'm thinking about Purdue, the Purdue name is huge. Just the fact that you got a certificate from Purdue, does that make sense?
It makes absolute sense. And I used to counsel soldiers all the time. And every time I counseled them, education was in there. And I'm remembering a young sergeant first class who finished her bachelor's and said she was going to go off and take a year off to go sing in the choir. And I was like, at least 6 months. You got 30 days. And when you come back in 30 days, I want to see the three or four different schools and programs you're looking at. But for a young soldier, I would tell them the first thing is they need to make sure it's regionally accredited, whatever university they go to.
Yeah.
Because as they move up, their higher level, going for a master's, that won't accept accreditation that is not regionally accredited. So you just get rid of that problem right away by going to a regionally accredited school.
Now, are you talking about, Tom, are you talking about community colleges? Is that what you're talking about?
No. Undergrad, you have national accreditation, you have regional accreditation, and then you have a bunch of other kinds that are out there. Regional accreditation is the strictest, most stringent oversight of the education.
So that's the one you should be looking for then.
Correct, SMA. Yeah. Looking for a regionally accredited school. And then it's not always about speed to degree. A lot of times it is. There's soldiers or Marines or airmen that are, they're trying to get that level of degree completed because there's a promotion board coming up and they want to have that credential because they're staying in. There are service members that are, coming on their final to separate or retire, and they really want to giddy up and get that degree done. So speed to degree is right there. But I was at an event this weekend and I met a HR soldier who wanted nothing to do with an HR degree. He wanted to get into policing and criminal justice, cybersecurity type work. And so we took care of him. And then conversely, I had a soldier who wanted to be an engineer. We don't have online engineering programs. So I grabbed him by the arm. I walked him over to another school that has online engineering, introduced him to that outreach guy, and we got him taken care of. And that's why I said, if the service member's happy, then they're going to go out and tell people, hey, this is a great place to go to get checked out, to see where you want to go. And then if they stay with us, then we're pretty sure they're going to be a happy fit, and they're going to tell that story.
Yeah, I'm glad you said, the people that are listening right now, we're both Army guys, but this is not just Army. This is all services. Yeah, you got that. Yeah.
Right. No, and it happened to be an Army Yellow Ribbon event. And may I say, for our National Guardsmen out there, they had just come home from the southern border down there doing that hard work down there. I watched a couple stand up and get a governor's award. They're just a bunch of great young Americans. It fires me up every time I get to be around them. So
I get fired up every time I get around anybody that's a veteran. There's no question about that. We're talking with Sergeant Major retired Tom Gills, Academic Relations Manager at Purdue University Global. And you're listening to Your Next Mission podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. I always love saying that because I love being in the Army. And don't forget, if you're enjoying this discussion, I hope that you are. And in fact, I don't hope nothing. I know that you are. please get on, please like us and click on that subscribe button below. And remember now, make sure that you put a comment down there so we can send you those t-shirts. Sergeant Major, continue our discussion. What about family members? Earlier, we talked about the important, how important they are in transitioning, but does Purdue Global have programs for them?
Oh, absolutely, SMA. So in general, we have over 185 degree programs, but we recently opened a program called Operation Homefront, and I'm really excited about this. And actually, I talked to a couple of spouses this weekend at the event I attended. The Operation Homefront is a program where any spouse of a serving service member, active duty, guard or reserve from any of the services can get the same tuition assistance reduction that a service member receives, which is currently 55% tuition reduction, which is gigantic. So when you think about the transferability of the GI Bill and how much expense is being used, if we can help that spouse out like that, then that's leaving money for the children later on. And so I just think it's a great way to show our respect for the sacrifice. I always say, you know, I served, my wife sacrificed. showing our love and appreciation and respect for their sacrifice by, a real tangible monetary way, I think is fantastic. So I'm very excited.
You just hit on that. I mean, we served, they sacrificed. You know, I remember when I got out of the service, I told my wife, I'll do anything you want. I'll get you anything I can for the rest of my life, because you sacrificed so much for me to really have fun for a lot of times for 36 plus years, I guess. But I enjoyed it. And I'm going to say for the people that are listening, thank you, Sergeant Major Gills or Tom, for what you've done and what you continue to do for our veterans and families. It's really what Purdue is doing. They're really stepping up to the plate, and they're doing all they can to help our family members and our veterans. And again, I want to make this a point now. It's not just our, it's all services. It's about our veteran community that need assistance. And that degree means a great deal. And it really, it's about helping your family. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. And you're watching Your Next Mission.
You're watching Your Next Mission, proudly presented by The Cavalry Agency. They help brands dominate no matter their size. Ideas, strategy, action. This is Cavalry. Learn more at cavalry.com. Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Purdue Global, providing affordable online education for hardworking adults. Learn more about a personalized, innovative, and world-class education at purdueglobal.edu. Veterans United Home Loans, the number one VA lender for 5 straight years. If you're buying, they're funding your dreams. Learn more at veteransunited.com. Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. I'm the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley. We're blessed to be here today with retired Sergeant Major Tom Gills, Academic Relations Manager at Purdue University Global. I probably ought to say that about 4 times because I know Sergeant Major Gill loves that. I want all listeners to reach out to me directly. Tell us about your transition. Tell us what topics you'd like to have us cover on this podcast. You know, I tell people all the time, this show or this podcast or podcast, it's not about us. It's about you. It's about how do we help that veteran community and that family with their education. And that's exactly what we're going to do. And in fact, not just with education, with everything. Tell us what kind of assistance that you want. You can call me or text me at 844-424-1134. And this may surprise you. I'll actually reach back out to you. Or you can send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Okay, let's pick it up where we left off. I'm always excited about talking to Sergeant Major Gills, Tom Gills. So, hey, we're heading into the final segment with you today, and I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. And anytime I get a chance to talk to you, I'm excited. If you can't see the excitement right there, something's wrong with you guys out there. But I just really have a couple more questions. We're hearing a lot about, we talk about a lot about Army Ignite, and I started asking a few minutes ago about that. The Army Ignite program that launched, for our soldiers. Are you familiar with that program, and can you tell me how it's moving and really how it's going forward, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely, SMA. And this one is Army specific. It's I've been around a long time. What I think, there's a lot of angst. There's a lot of nervousness. There's a little bit of frustration, maybe a moderate amount of frustration. But you have to look at the bigger picture. It's a fantastic program. And I was around back in the 90s, like you were, when Go Army Ed was the first online portal or platform for soldiers to go in and request college. And so about a year and a half, 2 years ago, SMA Dan Bailey got the rules changed where a soldier now.
Wait a minute. You can't talk about any other SMAs when you're talking about, you can't mention those guys now, but go ahead.
Okay. So another very senior non-commissioned officer.
No, I'm just
kidding. Loves and cares about service members. He got the rule changed and he said, hey, college isn't for everyone, but there's no reason a young service member, a soldier, if they're honorably serving, can't use that $4,000 tuition assistance towards a legitimate credential. And so he got the rules changed. As long as a credential is listed on the Army COOL, Credentialing Opportunities Online website, which is part of Army Ignite, there's a link to it, then they can request a course and use that $4,000 for it.
Yeah.
The challenge is that they had a choice. Okay, we're bringing in this whole new set of menu options for a service member to use. Do we just cobble it or connect it on to Go Army Ed, the current program, which is 30 years old, or do we build a whole new program with all new technology, new platforms that are available today, and use that? And that was the decision made. Within the Army alone, there's 1.2 million, 1.1 million, it fluctuates, soldiers. Add all their spouses that are attending college that use the portal. Then add all of the ROTC cadets and the West Point Academy cadet. You're probably well over 3 million records that have to be integrated from one site to another, but it doesn't fit exactly. It's two different programs. So migrating that data over is a hugely complex and difficult task. And from my vantage point, knowing what had to go into it, I think they've done a really good job. They've had a lot of other lack of help or challenges, one being the congressional continuing resolutions, how they can't agree on a budget for the government. Whenever that happens, all the federal employees, including service members, are threatened with, your paycheck's going to end and you're going to still have to come to work.
I always worry about that.
Oh, yeah. And so every time they bump up against that, well, the pay stops. They have to suspend the pay in the program. And that's happened in October, in December. We got another one coming up, in March? They just did this one for February, but they only did it for 30 days. So the people working on the program have a lot of things you can't see. And you know how it is. If you're an end user, you're a customer, you want to go in, click twice, and it works perfect.
Yeah.
So I just think everyone needs to have a little patience, work with the system, recognize that it is a Herculean, monumental task that they've taken on. And then just continue to work with the education centers, work with your school to just work through this bumpy time. But I think in the long run, it's going to be just fine. And I think for the benefit of getting credentials for service members that don't want to go to college, and Lord knows, I go to events all the time, and I talk to soldiers about education, and probably 30, 40, maybe even a little more, just college is not for them. But there's no reason they can't get credentialed and make a great living and take care of their family and be productive.
I'd love what you're saying. There's no question about that. And I'm sure the people that are listening to this right love it too. Is there a website or something that you contact you or contact somebody at Purdue? I don't know. What's the best way to do it? Should they contact you or contact Purdue?
Well, they connect to me. If anyone watching this, I'm just like you. I hug my phone. I hug my email. So they just reach out to me at tom.gills@support.purdueglobal.edu.
Yeah. Is there a number? Do you want to share a number?
I'm happy to put my number out there. It's 540-840-2991.
Now, you may get some obscene phone calls, but other than that, you may be all right.
Yeah, they can call and yell at me. That's okay, SMA. I got 30 years in the Army. I got pretty thick skin.
Hey, look here. I know that, everybody has to transition, you and me both. Can you talk a little bit about your transition out of the military? What experiences, and maybe what you did a little bit differently back in the day, I guess.
Oh, doing things differently. That's probably the perfect place to focus for me. You could just draw that big red circle. If the graphic guys that are recording, if you just put a big red circle around me with a diagonal line over it, that don't do it, that would be my transition. So before I get to what happened to me, I would say the first thing I would have done would have gotten more current credentials. When I got out, my master's was already about 7 years old, and I would have gotten some post-grad certifications that were available. And for me, being an HR guy, I would have got them, in the human resources management arena, but I would have just updated my education side of the portfolio, I think. But what happened to me, and the big number one, is don't put all your eggs in one basket. I had a job offer from the senior vice president for Department of Defense for one of the big boys up in DC. I won't say which company, but the big contracting companies are up there. I went out to the office, met the people I was going to work with, saw the office I was going to sit in. They never asked for a resume. I thought, heck, I dodged that bullet. Who's going to tell the senior vice president no? Well, it turned out Congress did. When they couldn't play well and the president signed that sequestration order back in 2013, every contract froze, all GS jobs froze, and Tom Gills was out there dangling like a windsock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really poor preparation. And I was very lucky that I found exactly what I wanted to do and in a way that I could reach back and help service members. So don't put all your eggs in one basket. I would have had a resume written early, and that's the next one. If you're listening to this and you are still in service, I don't care if you've only been in 2 years, write your resume now. Lock yourself in a room and write it. It's so much easier to edit one that's already written than it is to start with that blank sheet of paper. Get out your old fit reports, your NCOERs, whatever kind of evaluations you receive, whatever medals, and just start writing it up. Get someone else to look at it for you. But having that resume and building that network, you can't start soon enough. That would be the next one. And then what I would have done differently, and I'm sure my wife wishes I had, I would have started buying my civilian wardrobe sooner. And the less rank you have or money, the longer out you should start buying a pair of pants, a shirt, a sports jacket, or whatever it is you intend to wear after you separate from the service. If you wait till the end, it's just like the resume. You're trying to do all your VA medical appointments. If you're smart, you're going out and doing all VA medical appointments. You're job hunting. You got your family all nervous. You got a lot going on. Having that kind of a financial strain right up, bumped up against it, just does not help. So that's something else. I would have started way earlier. I mean, I was okay, but I would have started a lot earlier.
I got to tell you really a funny story real quick here. I agree 100%. You should start buying those clothes and stuff. So about 6 months or 7 months out, I went to Korea. And so I was going to buy me a few suits and get a tux and some other stuff. And the tailor was, make my tailor the clothes. I felt pretty good. I get my clothes tailored. And the guy that was measuring my waist and stuff, he looked at me and he's measuring my waist. He says, Sergeant Major, he says, are you going to retire? And I said, yes, I am. He said, I add an inch. so there's a lot of truth to that. So, hey, the other thing is, you're right on target as far as resumes. The other thing I think is really important for our listeners that are listening here today is make sure you start that process about 2 years out. and you start that process. And I'm going to throw this in there. I know we're talking about education, but networking, keep all the business cards, you know, reach out to contacts. When you get ready to send a resume, send it to everybody. Let them all fall over that stuff. But this is really good information. But the key is education. That's going to open a lot more doors. To follow up, you mentioned at the start how important it was for your wife and family and your success of your Army career, and how important were they when it came to really transition. In fact, I know the answer to this question already, but was they involved in that transition part? How important are they to be in that involvement process?
SMA, I will tell you that of all the things I did wrong, I got that one right.
And that's good.
I did. I got one right. You know, what is it, even a blind hog finds an acorn once in a while? Clock, what is it, even stopwatches right twice a day? So I brought all the information home. I went ahead of time and got all of the transition materials, brought it home. We talked about it. My wife was instrumental, both where we were going to live. This current house I'm in now is because this is where she wanted to be. And I was like, you put up with me and the Army for 30 years. I'll live wherever you want. As long as I got an airplane, telephone, internet connection, I'll make it work. But she was so involved in that. And then in the wardrobe, making sure I, you know, didn't have the checkered pants with the striped shirt. And all the, you know, I know what an old Army guy would do if left to my own devices. And then my kids as well. When I wrote my resume and got that put together, they both have great graphic design capabilities. So they really helped me turn that resume into a professional looking document that I wasn't embarrassed to send out and show people. So it was kind of a team effort. And you know, they supported me all those years. And I'd say this, it's the most nerve-wracking thing to transition. They say that death of a loved one, divorce, and career change are the top three stressors. So career change, don't worry if you feel stressed. It's absolutely natural. But your family is probably stressed too. So the more you include them and take away the unknown, the better they're going to be in the transition, and the happier your family is going to be on the other end when you get out the other side.
Yeah, you know, again, you know, you think of something. Maybe I'm just so old. Every time somebody talks, I'm thinking about events that happened to me. But I remember when I was getting out of the service, and I told my wife, I said, Gloria, when I get out of the Army, I'm going to be, you know, I'm stressed. I've been working all this 36 years, a lot of stress. I had all these people in charge of me and all this stuff. I'm not going to be in a happy place. I'm going to be a little concerned and all this other stuff. So you're going to have to work with me a little bit. It's just going to be a heck of a transition. And so she looked at me and she says, let me tell you something. You know, I've been in the Army 36 years. I've been stressful. I've been moving around a lot of times. So you're going to have to work me. So she threw it right back in my face. It's like, you know, because there's a lot of stress that's placed on the family that we never fully understand because we're gone doing those kind of things for the military. Hey, look, first
can I just say?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to add one last thing to that. Every time I'm in a public forum, I really like to say this, especially if there are veterans, military around.
Yeah.
If it was, I met my wife as a PFC. If it was not for my wife, I would be in jail or I would have been put in jail or brig or chaptered out. My butt would probably still be there today. Yeah. So for all the spouses of veterans here, just tell them today how much you appreciate them, your spouse, because they really do suffer a lot. And I think we don't give them the credit as often as we should.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, there's a lot of people that have changed my life. Certainly God changed all of our lives. The military changed my life. And my wife, my spouse, a change and affect my life a great deal. And if it wasn't for her, any successes I think I would have, I probably would have never been. You know, if you want to think that you're successful, I think you're successful in life just by still being here and having a job and having friends and stuff. That's really success. Hey, you know, I've really enjoyed talking to you, and it's been a lot of fun. I hope the people that are listening have enjoyed it. I'm sure you have. I hope you. I'm not going to say I hope. I know you have. Any final thoughts? Anything you want to bring up and share with the audience before we get out of here? You may want to give that website again, but whatever you want to say. Any final thoughts?
I got one final thought, and then I'll give that website. And that is a great general that I had the honor to work with. He retired before I did. I ran into him and I asked him how retirement was and the transition. And he says, you know, Tom, I read a lot of books while I was out there for a year. They don't want generals coming back messing with the military for that first year. And he said, I think I boiled it down to the three most important things: location, salary, self-satisfaction. He said, we all want all three. Most of us are lucky to get one or two. And he said, if you can just put those in priority, you know, if you got aging parents and you have to live in Poughkeepsie to take care of them, no matter what you do or how much money you make, well, then that's your number one. But when you have them prioritized like that, SMA, then you remove so many things that are floating at you. Because when you transition all these opportunities and websites and whatnot, you can kind of pare it down. So it's really knowing what you want to do. And is it money? Is it location or self-satisfaction? Once you figure that out, I think the rest of it just, it'll flow pretty naturally. But again, the website is militarytg.purdueglobal.edu. militarytg.purdueglobal.edu. And if you look up at the right top corner, hit request info, you can get that evaluation. And we do that for veterans as well, not just those still serving.
So, yeah. What about your website, your email too? Did you want to put that out again?
Oh, yeah. It's tom.gills@support.purdueglobal.edu. And I gave you my phone number. I'll say it again. If you can't remember my email, call me and I'll tell you on the phone slowly. My phone number is 540-840-2991. And then finally, SMA, it's just a real honor to get to be with you on this forum. I love watching the podcast, and I never thought I was going to be on this side of the screen. So what a great day.
Oh, it's a wonderful day. And I'm right back at you. I can't thank you for all that you you do and all that you've done. You know, I see you quite a bit, and I see all the things you can. And the other thing I tell you is I see that motivation and that love of country and love of military and love of veterans and their families. So God bless you for what you do. Once again, thanks to retired Tom Gills. I hate saying retired. We should say Sergeant Major Tom Gills, but retired Tom Gills. I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. You've been listening to Your Next Mission podcast, and thank you for listening today. Please visit our website on yournextmission.org and leave me a review. Hopefully now it's a good review, but if it's a bad, I guess I'm old enough to take that one too. You can also visit our partners there who will provide you with so many services that will assist you in that transition from the military. Also, please visit our corporate partners and see all the jobs that are available. Please know we want to assist you in any way we can. I want to say that again. Please know we want to assist you in any way we can. Please follow me on my personal social media channels. I never thought I'd ever say that. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And if you enjoyed this discussion with Sergeant Major Gills, please like us and click on the subscribe button below. You know, I say that all the time because I want to build it's a family. We're in the military. We have a family, and I want everybody to pull together. It's about life. It's about our military. It's about veterans. It's about our family. But we got to pull together and help each other out. As I said, we have a special Your Next Mission t-shirt for the next 20 subscribers. I think what I'm going to do is subscribe again so I can get one of those t-shirts. I don't have one yet. But you got to leave us a comment. If you don't do that, I don't know how to get all of you. So don't forget, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message or send me a text at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilley@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Sergeant Major Retired Tom Gills for being with us today. It was certainly a pleasure. It was great having you on the podcast. No question about that. I want to leave you guys or leave everybody, all of the veterans that are listening with three things to remember. We're dedicating season two of Your Next Mission to all those veterans and family members who struggle with mental illness, which so often has led to someone taking their own life. Please search out and someone you haven't spoken to, maybe in a long time, a veteran you just haven't talked to in a long time, and check on them, see how they're doing. You know, a lot of times some of our fellow veterans and our family members struggle, and they need a little bit of assistance. So reach out to them, see how they're doing, check on them. In fact, I get on a call, not every Sunday, but I get on a call, they call it a buddy check. And they get probably 20 senior non-commissioned officers, so soldiers on there to check on each other and just see how they're doing. And so check on one of your friends. Second, I'm proud to serve. I'm sure that if you're listening to this podcast, you're proud to serve whatever service you've served in, Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, Space Force, Navy, whatever. I'd like for you each Friday, show your colors. I'm wearing my hat right now. So each Friday, wear your hat and show people how proud you are of serving this this great country. And if you really want to, if you're really pumped up about wearing that hat, send me a picture. Send me a picture. I'll put it on my social media channels. And then lastly, I want to encourage everyone who's listening, reach out to your neighbor. You know, I say that because there's a lot of people struggle in this country, but reach out to your neighbor. Offer a smile or a helping hand. Together, let's bridge that divide that really has affected so many of us. Again, thanks for listening, and thanks to Cloudcast Media and all, of course, our four presenting sponsors, Calvary Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans. We appreciate all you do for our military. See you on the high ground. Hoo-ah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.
Cloudcast Media.